Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Tetvav Amud Bet by the two dots. The Gemara here is going to discuss the discussion that we had at the end of the Mishnah yesterday between Rabbi Akiva and the proof that Rabbi Yeshua tried to bring to the question that Rabbi Akiva had. This is according to Rabbi Shimon, who said the question that Rabbi Akiva posed was, Shalan Rabbi Akiva, Beuchel notar michamisha zvachim, someone who consumes notar from five different korbanot, Bela machat, and one forgetting. Mau, what's the din there? Chayav achat al kulan? You get one chatat for all of those, or each one is considered to be a separate zevach, and therefore there are separate chatat associated with each one. So Amar lo shamana, we didn't hear anything, but Rabbi Yeshua says shamati, someone who eats from one korban, beheitam koin, in five different methods or five different preparations, belam achat, and one forgetting, shu chayav al kol achat v'achat, mishum me'ila. There you're chayav on each individual one because of me'ila. And therefore he says it's a kal v'chomer. Just like over there, where you have one korban, and you eat it in five different ways, you end up with five chataot. And over here by notar, where you're eating notar from five separate korbanot, you certainly should be chayav five chataot. Rabbi Kiva answered and said, Mi'ila is different than notar. Mi'ila has its unique rules, because Mi'ila has specific halachot that make it more chamor than any other place. So now the Gemara asks the question at the two dots. Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahat shuba mi Rabbi Kiva lo. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's criticism of his kal v'chomer? Tashma. So let's look at this brayta. The Tanya. Achal heichatichot notar mizevach achat. Someone ate five pieces of notar from one korban. Behela machat, in one forgetting. Bechamisha tamchuim, even if it's on five different servings or five different methods for preparation. Einu mevi el achatat achat. On there, you only have one chatat. V'alo lehodash alehen, if you are uncertain as to whether you ate it or not. Bring one Hashem Talui. Hashem Talui is brought in a place where there's a safek regarding something that you would otherwise bring a chatat if you knew for sure that it had transpired. Here brings one Hashem. On the other hand, if it's a case of Nashid Mikubetz, it takes out the words Mechamisha Tamchuyim here, and then the Braita continues, Mechamesh Halamot, Mevi Chatat al Kalachat Vachat. Comes to five forgettings, he brings a chatat on each one of them, because each Halama creates a separate entity in terms of bringing a new chatat. Again, if you have a safek, maybe a sham talui al kolachat v'achat. Then you bring an sham talui on each one of them. Now the yeshita mikubetzet takes out again over here from the meheita zvachim be'elam achat chayav al kolachat v'achat, and in that parentheses he takes out. It's true that the Gemara is going to reference this piece later on, but the idea being that if it was from five different korbanot be'elam achat in one forgetting chayav al kolachat v'achat, then you chayav in each one. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Even if he ate five pieces from five different zvachim and one forgetting, he only brings one chatat. On their safek, you bring a sham talui, which would equate to the number of chatot that you would bring if it wasn't a safek. Here's the principle that comes out of the Mishnah. Whatever is the number of chatot that you would bring if you actually knew that something was wrong, then chalukim b'shamot. That's the number of shamot that you would bring. Achal heichatichot behem tamchuyin, if he ate five pieces on five different methods of preparation, mizevach echad, from one korban, lifnei zrikat damim, this has to be before zrikat damim in order there to be a problem mi'ila, after naseh mitzvata, after the zrikat damim where the mitzvah has been done, then there's no more mi'ila. So this has to be prior to zrikat damim. Afilu behelam echad, even in one forgetting, chayav al kol achad v'achad, mishum mi'ila. And all of those are chayav for the mi'ila. So now the braita here clearly differentiates between mi'ila. In mi'ilah, even with helam achat, you have separate violations, and you're b'chayav al kol achat v'achat, and that's the proof that Rabbi Yeshua brought in the Mishnah to the question of Rabbi Akiva. Yet, when it comes to the issue of notar, and eating the notar, over there, the Breita seems to indicate there was one halama that you would only bring one korban, because the Breita gives the example of he'alamot brings five chatot, implying that if there was only one halama, that you'd only bring one chatat. That's what the Gemara says here now. Vilu asveko may be asham taloi loktani. Over here, with regards to the case of mi'ila, it doesn't say anything about a case of safek. In all the other cases by notar, it says you bring a chatat if it's vadai, you bring an asham talui if it's a safek. Yet, when it came to the case of mi'ila mentioned at the end of the Braita, over there, there's no mention of an asham talui. Mani, who is the author of such a position that you don't bring an asham talui when it comes to the problem of mi'ila? Mi'ila. It brings a korban asham, asham mi'ilot, if it's a vadai, if you know for certain you violated mi'ila, and a safek, machloket about what you bring. Over here, from the parait, it seems like you don't bring anything. That's what Gemara says. Ilim Rabbi Akiva litnei nami seifal svekan mevi Hashem toloi. If it's true that Rabbi Akiva is the author of this braita, then you should bring an Hashem toloi on the Hashem ilot when you have a safek there. Tonight we have a Mishnah. Coming up later in the Masechta, Rabbi Akiva mechayev al safek mi'ila Hashem toloi. When it comes to a safek with regards to mi'ila, Rabbi Akiva is mechayev in Hashem toloi. El alav, who must be the author of this braita? It's Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua. And as we pointed out before, Ktani behei alamot mevichei chataot. When he has five forgettings, he brings five chataot. Ushma minoa kibla minei. The implications from that statement are that only when there are five alamot do you bring five separate chataot. If there's one alama, if he had only had one forgetting, then he would only bring one chatat. If that's the case, he accepted Rabbi Akiva's criticism, and that means that he does not apply the din that we see by mi'ila, where you do even one halama, you bring five separate asham mi'ilot. And yet, he says by the chataot that you only bring one if there is one halama, no matter how many zvachim there are. Gemara says, wait a minute, el adrabo, miseifa diktoni, the seifa of this braita. Again, the Shita Mekubetzet took it out when we quoted the braita before, but the braita has a seifa that says, mehei zvachim, you have it from five zvachim, afilu behelam achat, even in one forgetting, chayav al kol achat v'achat, you chayav on each one individually. Shema mina, lo kibla mina. Sounds like from that he did not accept it from him. Elamayit nukal meimar. So what are you going to say? Tanaihi, there's a stira within the braita, and it's different tanaim. One tana seems to say, the earlier part, that only when you have five halamot do you bring five chatot. But if you have one halama, you only bring one chatat. Then we have a later part of the braita, which seems to indicate that even within one halama, if you have five zvachim, then you bring five chatot. So it sounds like there's two authors. So deika de tana de kibla, deika de tana de lo kibla. So you're going to suggest that there's one tana that says that Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Akiva's criticism, and another tana that says Rabbi Yeshua did not accept it, and therefore he's passing like Rabbi Yeshua based on the extrapolation from mi'ila. Now, we read it based on the way the Gemara flows here. Rashi says that this is a bitmia, that this is like a question. What are you going to suggest now? How could you suggest now? What, two separate tanaim in the middle here? It doesn't make sense. Ella, afilo tema Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that this braita is really authored by Rabbi Akiva. Now, either you could have said this statement before was a solution to the problem. We have one tana that says Rabbi Yeshua agrees, one tana that says he doesn't agree. And then Gemara says, well, if you came to that point, let us also say that this could be Rabbi Akiva. Or you can read it like Rashi, which is bitmiyam. What, you can explain the braita as being two tanaim? If you're going that way, then say, it's Rabbi Akiva. Vaitana savala kavate bechado, poligale bechado. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva's position in some places and disagrees with him in other places. Savala kavate bahalama. He agrees with him when it comes to alamot, that when it comes to alamot, one alama ends up with one chatat. Five alamot end up with five chatot. Like Rabbi Akiva's criticism of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. When it comes to Asham Milot, Asham Toloi, there he disagrees with him. Here he says that you do not bring an Asham Toloi on an Asham Milot, on a problem of a violation of Mi'ila B'Safek. Just to note, of course, even if you suggest that, you still have to say that in this Breita there's another author. Because in the other part of the Breita that says on Hei Zvachim by one Halama, when you have five Zvachim based on one Halama, you bring Alko Achad V'Achad, you bring five Chataot. Over there, clearly Rabbi Akiva can't be the author of that position, and you'll have to suggest that the author of that part of the Breita is clearly Rabbi Yeshua. So I think the Gemara is suggesting over here, you want to set it up as being Rabbi Yeshua, according to one Tana that says he agreed with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua, according to another Tana, says he disagrees. Just set it up as being Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. One part of the Breita will be Rabbi Akiva, one part of the Breita will be Rabbi Yeshua. What about the Asham Mi'ilot and not having a Asham Toloi over there? The Tana just doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva in that part of the Braita. That's not a problem. His Braita seems to be a mishmash anyway of different opinions. Now the Gemara wants to know, Hei Chidami, Hei Tamchuyin. What is this case of five Tamchuyin? What does it mean, five different, we said before, platters or servers? So what does it mean? How do you have that? Some are Shmuel, Koto, Shishanino. It's like what we learned in the Mishnah Zvachim when we dealt with Shchutei Chutz and Halah B'Chutz. When it comes to Olah, there are Chamisha Davrim B'Olah Mitztarfim. There are five parts of the Olah that are all Mitztaref, because the Olah is Kulu L'Hashem. Therefore, any part of it that is brought outside of the Mikdash would be Mechayev you. And these are the different parts, or component parts, that can add up to a Kazayit. Habasar, the flesh. Achelev, the fats. Vayayin, the wine. Vasolet, and the fine flour. Vashemen. So those would be the five different types of Tamchuyim over here. He ate from five different limbs within the korban. Each limb has its own taste, its own unique part, and therefore those are considered to be five tamchuyim. Could be even be within one aver. Like in the shoulder. In the shoulder, according to Rashi, there are five ivarim in the katef. Harparsa, you have the hoof itself. The lower bone below the knee. Adar kovo shnei atzamot levad min hakatef, and two other bones that extend down from the shoulder to the part of the akova, to the knee. So there you have these five different parts to the katef. You have the katef itself, you have the hoof, and then you have the bones up to the knee, and then the two bones from the shoulder down to the knee area. Tosafot over here says that there are actually seven bones in the katef. So the seven bones actually could be in the shoulder itself, or the, like Rashi described over here, the three bones below, and then there are other bones that are in the katef itself. But anyway, you can break the shoulder and the leg down, the foreleg down into component parts, and those will be like different evarim. Yitzchak nafka mar kon shachal behei minei kdeira, hidden in five different types of kdeira. Rabbi Yochanan mar kon shachal behei tamim, in five different flavors. It turns out to be a machloket Rashi and Tosafot. They explain these opposite each other, meaning that Rashi says that the hei minei kdeira means five different types of cooking, meaning that you added in other flavors, other vegetables, other things to the item. So this is basar with other things added to it. Five different tamim means five different ways of cooking the item. Roasted, cooked, fried, all the different type of way that you can present the meat. So that's the way Rashi explains it. Tosafot says just the opposite, and says that hei minei tamim is different flavors, like having pepper and garlic and different flavors that can be added to it. And the five minei kdeira means the five different ways that you could actually prepare the food. So in the end, they're the same in terms of them having both opinions there. It's just they're one opposite the other about which one is referencing the way that you cook it versus what is added in to flavor the meat. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah. And again, Rabbi Akiva is posing a question. Amar Rabbi Akiva, sha'alti et Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, bosem melachot harbei b'shabbatot harbei. There's many melachot on multiple Shabbatot, mei melacha achat, of a similar type of melacha, be'elam achat, in one forgetting, mau. What's the din? Chayav achat al kulan? Is he chayav one korban for all of these problems that were created? Or chayav al kol achat v'achat? Or is he chayav on each one individually? Amar lo. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to him, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, chayav al kol achat v'achat, mikal v'chomer. He says they're chayav on each individual thing or item because of a kal v'chomer. Uma nida, when it comes to a woman who's a nida, she'en bat totza'ot harbei, doesn't have multiple manifestations, different ways to violate it. V'chata'ot harbei. And yet, if someone sleeps with a multiple woman, then he has to bring a chatat on each nida, kol achat v'achat. Shabbat, sheyesh ba'ot totza'ot harbei. Shabbat, where you have multiple manifestations of the melacha, you have 39 different melachot. Umitot harbei. And you have the possibility of being in violation in multiple ways of Shabbat or multiple Shabbatot. Then, enu din sheyeh chayav kol achat v'achat. You certainly should be chayav on each one of them, each Shabbat individually, and it sounds like each Malacha individually. The Gemara will get back to what exactly the conversation was. Amarti lo, I responded to him, Rabbi Akiva says, these Mishnayot really are classic Rabbi Akiva. Remember, and we're going into the time of the Omer now, which really reflects on Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva is unusual. He did not grow up with a very strong Mesorah in the sense that he only began learning much later in life. But you see in these Mishnayot, the tremendous Limo the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, but his ability through Svara to try to work with the other Tanaim. The other Tanaim are presenting possibilities, and Rabbi Akiva each time is saying, you can't do this. Your logical argument is not correct. I can differentiate over here. So they're coming with Mesorah or trying to be Medamed, Davar the Davar, and each time Rabbi Akiva is undermining it through a logical argument and saying that I don't see the extension that you are making. It's very, very classic Rabbi Akiva. We find other places in the Mishnayot where someone says, mi mayamai lo ra'iti, I never saw such a thing. And Rabbi Akiva says, mayamai lo ra'iti is not a proof. I can tell you logically that it shouldn't be that way. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva, you see the tremendous limud Torah and the ability through Svora to work through limud Torah and to understand what the Mesorah should be, or medamed devar devar of Rabbi Akiva. Here you see plenty of these examples here of Rabbi Akiva, and here you see another one of them. Ima marta benida sheyesh bashtei azharot, benida, there are two parties involved. There's a violation by the man who sleeps with the nida, and the nida herself who sleeps with the man. But Shabbat, there's only one violator. So he responded to me, someone who has bia with someone who is underage, a minor, and she is a nida, there's only one person in violation. The man who is violating the girl is a minor. And there yet, she'll still be chayav on each Nidan that he sleeps with. So Martilo, Ima Marta Bikatanot, if you're speaking about minors, Sha'afal Pishain Bainakshav, they're not Muzharot now because they're minors. Yesh Ben Lachar Zman. But when they grow up and they come of age, they will be Muzharin. So therefore, they are classified here as causing a problem for the individual who sleeps with them, because they eventually will be Mbalei Averot in Nida. So tomorrow b'Shabbat she'im b'achshav v'lo achar zman. By Shabbat, that's not the case. By Shabbat, it doesn't matter now, it doesn't matter later. You're never going to have multiple violators. There's one person who violates the Shabbat. So how can you compare the two? So he says, Amar li, he responded to me, Amar li Rabbi Elazar, haba al behema yuchiach. Someone who performs bestiality will prove it. Because over there, you have also one party who is chayav. The animal has no part in here. They're not, in terms of aveira and being punished by Beit Din, they have no shaykhut. It's only the individual who sleeps with them that's the problem. And yet you see that they're punished for each one. So martilo behema ki Shabbat. Behema is just like Shabbat. What Rabbi Akiva means in this answer is very interesting. And we have a machloket amoraim, exactly what transpired in the conversation here. First thing the Gemara wants to clarify is, what was the question of Rabbi Akiva to start with? My kabayimine. What was the question that Rabbi Akiva asked? E Shabbatot kikuvin damien ilo? Is his question that, is each Shabbat considered to be a separate entity? Just like each nida is a separate woman and causes a separate chatot, so we say the same thing by Shabbat. And the question that he's asking is, someone who does one malacha over multiple Shabbatot, is he chayav on each one of those Shabbatot? Only one, because there's one violation of malacha. Or is the question that he's asking him is, Vladev milachot, toldot of malachot on Shabbat, ikavot amyan or ilo? Are they like the main malachot, the 39 main malachot, or not? Meaning that do toledot have a separate stand or separate chatat that is associated with them independent of their av melacha? So that's what he asked them by minei. He by minei. Osem melachot harbe mein melacha achat b'shabbat achat. Someone who does multiple melachot that are subsumed under one av. What's the din? Do you bring multiple chatot or you only bring one chatat? What's the din? If you have multiple toledot that are within the context of a single av or within the framework of a single av, do you bring one chatat because you're in violation of one av, or do you bring multiple chatot because you're in violation of many toladot? So, Amarova, Amri Beirav, Tarta Biwamine. He actually asked both questions of Rabbi Eliezer. Baimine, Shabbatot, Kukufin Damien. Number one, are Shabbatot considered to be like separate entities, like separate gufin? And, in addition to that, Baimine, Vlade Melachot, Melachot Damien, Ilo. Are Vlade Melachot have the same din as the av, or they have a separate din? Vishabbatot hechemi baile. What is the question with regards to the Sefer Shabbatot? So here now we're going to call into something we're going to need to know. The Gemara is going to quote this Mishnah in a second. It's a Mishnah in Klal Gadol and Shabbat and Perek Zayin, right before the Mishnayot that deal with the 39 Melachot. Over there, the Mishnah brings down three different types of ways that a person can be in violation of Shabbat. The first one is Shachachi Kar Shabbat. The person doesn't know about Shabbat at all. Totally forgets Shabbat. There the Gemara asks, if he forgot about Shabbat at all, then how does he have a diab b'tchilah and then a diab b'sof? So the Gemara comes up with solutions to that problem. But if he forgot Shabbat entirely, then he only brings one chatat, no matter how many violations there are. That's what the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says. The next case is what's called Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot. He knows that melacha and Shabbat is problematic, and he knows the 39 melachot are problematic, but he forgot it was Shabbat. He lost track of it. He doesn't know it's Shabbat. There, the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says, Yochayav, Okol Shabbat v'Shabbat. Every Shabbat that you violated, you have to bring a separate chatat for. There's another case, what's called Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot, where he knows it's Shabbat, but Shigigat Melachot. He doesn't know that these Melachot, or he forgets that these Melachot are Asurim b'Shabbat. So he knows it's Shabbat, but these Melachot, he doesn't remember, are Asur. Then he's Chayav, Okol Melacha, Melacha. There he's Chayav on each Melacha individually. So the Gemara is trying to understand here is, where is Rabbi Akiva asking Rabbi Eliezer about the fact is that multiple Shabbatot create separate entities? In which context is he asking that question? And three Amoraim are going to try to present to us in which of those cases that was asked. And that's what the Gemara says now. Hi, the Mibayile Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot. Was he asking about a case where he forgot it was Shabbat and he knew these melachot were asurot? So pshitolei di amim shebentayim avyan yediyah lechalek. There, everybody agrees that since there are weekdays in between, then it's clear that those Shabbatot are considered to be separate gufin. And therefore he didn't have to ask about that. So where was the question that he asked? Zadon Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. In a case where he knows it's Shabbat, but he forgets that these melachot are asurot. Ike gufin damien o ilo. Are they considered each Shabbat considered to be a separate violation? And therefore, he doesn't just bring one chatat on each melacha that he violated, even though he violated them on multiple Shabbatot. He'll bring one chatat on every melacha for every Shabbat that he violated. So which one is that? And that's the question that he was posing. Dibay minei, gufin da amin olo. Odilma, maybe the other way around. Zadon Shabbat b'shigat melachot pshitale de gugufin yamya. He's clear when it comes to knowing that it was Shabbat and he forgot that these melachot asurot, that he agreed for sure the kigufin damya, and they're for sure considered to be separate Shabbatot, and you have to bring a chatat for every melacha on every Shabbat that you violated. Then what was the question? The question was exactly about Shigat Shabbat is a don't melachot, a case where he forgot it was Shabbat, even though he knew these melachot are surope Shabbat. Are the days in between, the weekdays in between, enough to classify it that each Shabbat is considered a separate entity? Or can you have a single forgetting over multiple weeks of Shabbat? So Amar Rabba, so here come the Amoraim to explain the Machloket in different ways. So Amar Rabba, Mistavro, it makes sense that Shigigat Shabbat, Vizadon Melachot, Pshitalei Diyamim Shibentayim Havin Diya. In the case where he forgets it's Shabbat, and he knows these Melachot are Surot, Pshita, that the weekdays in between create a separation. That he agrees, Rabbi Kiva definitely agrees to that. Vizadon Shabbat, Vishigigat Melachot, Udubay Minei. Question he has is where he knows it's Shabbat, but he forgot that these melachot are asurot, the third case in Klal Gadol, and then he wants to know, kegufin dam lo, are they considered to be separate entities or not? Meaning, does he have to bring one korban for every melacha for every Shabbat that he violated, or just one korban for every melacha, no matter how many Shabbatot there are? And he answered him that kegufin dam yon, that they are considered to be separate entities. Just like Nidot are separate entities, so too Shabbat are considered to be separate entities. Velo kabuline. And Rabbi Kiva did not accept that answer. Upashitle. And then with regards to the question about Toldot Melachot, Kimelachot Damien, do they have the same din as the Av, or they are separate entities? And there he answered him that Toldot are separate, just like the Avot. Each Toldah has a separate Korban, just like the Av. Velo kabuline. Again, Rabbi Kiva did not accept the answer of Rabbi Eliezer. So here, according to Rabbo, there's no question with regards to the case of Shigigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, where he forgot it was Shabbat, and he knew the Melachot were Asurot, that the weekdays in between create a division, and he'll have to bring a Korban on every Shabbat. His questions revolved around the case of Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot, the case where he knew it was Shabbat, but he forgot that these Melachot are Asurot. The question he posed was, that you have to bring one for each Melachot for every Shabbat, or just one for each Melachot? The answer Eliezer gave him was that you have to bring one for each melacha for every Shabbat. And Rabbi Kiva says, I don't agree. And Rabbi Kiva says, I'm only going to bring based on each melacha, not to do with the number of Shabbatot. The second question that he posed him was with regards to Toldot. Are Toldot separate from the Avot, meaning that they bring a Chatat independently of the Av, or are they subsumed in the Av? He answered him that the Toldot are separate. And again, Rabbi Kiva did not accept that, and says that the Toldot are subsumed in the Av. And Rabbi is going to say, and I can prove that to you, I'm a Rabbi, mana aminale. I can prove this to you from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that we spoke about before. Klal Gadol amru b'Shabbat. Kol shesheichi ach ikar Shabbat. Someone who forgot Shabbat entirely, v'sam melachot harbei, and he did many melachot, b'Shabbatot harbei, and many Shabbatot, einu chayav lachat. You only chayav one, because there's only one real forgetting here, about Shabbat entirely. Yudei ikar Shabbat, v'sam melachot harbei, b'Shabbatot harbei, chayav akol Shabbat, v'Shabbat. So here's a case where it's Shigat Shabbat, he forgets on each Shabbat. He knows that the melachot are problematic. That's how he knows Ikar Shabbat. And here we say the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says that you're chayav on every Shabbat. And that's Rabbah's proof that Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that the weekdays in between create an interruption. And we'll see in a second why he believes that Rabbi Akiva is the author of this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah moves on. Hodeh Shu Shabbat. Vasa melachot arbei b'shabbatot arbei. If he knows for sure it's Shabbat, he just forgot or he didn't know that these melachot were asurot. Chayav al-ko av melacha u'melacha. Then he's chayav on each av melacha. Vilu chayav al kol av melacha shel kol Shabbat b'Shabbat lo k'tani. Doesn't say that you have to bring a korban for every av melacha for every Shabbat. It's just one for each av melacha. Maniha, who's the author of this Mishnah in Klal Gadol? Ilema Rabbi Eliezer ema seifa. What are you going to do with the latter half of this Mishnah in Klal Gadol? Dosei melachot arbei mein melacha achat. Even on one Shabbat, a person who does many melachot that are subsumed under one av, many toledot from one av, ein chayav al achat. You only bring one korban. We know that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that when it comes to toledot, you bring a separate korban for each toldah, independent of the av. Elo pshita, it must be the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, because we know Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer with regards to the toldot. And Shema Minah, so from here you see that Shigigat Shabbat, a case where he forgot it was Shabbat, but Zadon Melachot, he knows Melachot are Surah, he just forgot it was Shabbat, pshita le deyamim shebentayin avian yediyah. Clear to him that the days in between or in the interim are considered to be a yediyah and they're mechalek. Now, Zadon Shabbat, Shigigat Melachot, the case where he knows it's Shabbat, but he forgot that these melachot are asuro, Diboy, Ikigufin Damien, He asked Rabbi Lezer, are they considered to be separate entities each Shabbat? Upashle the Gufin Damya. From Nida, he proved to him that each Shabbat should be counted separately. But he did not accept it, and that's why the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says that you only bring one korban for each malacha, but not for each Shabbat. Vladei malachot ki malachot damyon. Then Rabbi Eliezer, he asked them about toledot, what's their din? Rabbi Eliezer responded to him and says that toledot are just like a vote, they're independent items. Tavaya lo kabli minei. And both of those items, Rabbi Kiva did not accept from him. He says toledot are subsumed on the av, they do not have separate standing besides the avot. And number two is, in a case where you have zadon Shabbat, you know Shabbat, but you only made mistakes with regards to malachot, you only bring a korban for each malacha, but not for every Shabbat that was in violation. So that would be the way Rabbi explains the questions that Rabbi Akiva posed, as well as the answers that were given to him, Rabbi Elezer, and what Rabbi Akiva thought. Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Elezer when it comes to the fact that weekdays are considered separation from Shabbatot. The two questions that he posed to him were about the case where he knows it's Shabbat, but he forgets about the malachot over multiple Shabbatot. Are they considered to be separate Shabbatot? You have to bring a korban for each malacha for every Shabbat or not? Another question about toledot and avot. Rabbi Elezer answered both cases that you have to bring, for each toldah, you have to bring a separate korban from the av, plus, for every Shabbat, you have to bring a separate korban for each malacha. And in both cases, Rabbi Kiva rejected those answers, and you can see that from Rabbi Kiva being the author of that Mishnah in Klal Gadol in Shabbat. That's the way Rabbi explained it. Amar Abaye, the Olam Mei Malacha, Zadon Shabbat, Shigigah Malachot, Pshita Leder Rabbi Kiva, Shabbatot Lav Kigufin Yandam Yo, that he thinks that this case, where you have Sedon Shabbat, you know for sure it's Shabbat, you just forgot that these melachot are surot, that he for sure believes that they're lav kegufi and dami, they're not separate entities, and he knew for sure over there that you only bring one korban for each melacha. And that's what we see in Klal Gadol. V'shiga Shabbat v'zal melachot u'dubay minei. The question he asked the Rabbi Eliezer is, do the weekdays in between create separate halamot by Shabbat? Demim shemetayim mihavni yediyah l'chalek or lo? Do they consider it to be separate Shabbatot, and therefore where you forgot it was Shabbat, you know the Melachot HaSurah, you just forgot it was Shabbat, and then you had weekdays in between, does that automatically make it that each Shabbat you have to bring a separate Korban for? And he answered him, yes, there could gufi and damin, that each Shabbat is considered to be separate, you bring a Korban. And he accepted that answer, and you see that from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, because the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says that you bring a Koachat V'achat. When you forget it's Shabbat, you bring on every Shabbat that you violated, you have to bring a separate Korban Chatat. And then, and about the question about toldot, he answered that toldot are independent of the avot. And over there, he did not accept it from him. He did not accept that answer because he says, by the case of melachot harbei, me'ein melacha achat, you only bring one korban. Now, Rav Chista is the third way to explain this machloket over here, or the questioning that went on in the Mishnah. So, don't Shabbat, vishirga melachot, aviva, giva, savar, kegufin damyon. That by Zadon Shabbat, in a case where you knew it was Shabbat, you just forgot about the Melachot, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that each Shabbat is considered to be separate. The Mishnah in Klal Gadol says that you only bring a Korban for each Melacha. The answer is, yes, when the Mishnah says you bring a Korban for each Melacha, it means for each Melacha on every Shabbat that you violated. It's missing that last part there, but it means for every Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva agrees to that, and everybody believes that they're separate. The question he had, question he had about is a case where he knew Melacha Zasur on Shabbat, he just forgot it was Shabbat. Are the days in between enough to create separate entities of Shabbat, that there's a knowledge in between, that you bring a separate Chadar each Shabbat? And his answer to him was, that they are considered to be separate, but how do we know that? From the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, where it says, you're chayav on each Shabbat v'Shabbat. Upashitle, he also gave an answer to the question about, v'ladei melachot k'melachot damyon, are they toldot considered to be like the avot? And he said, yes, v'lo kabu mine, and that he did not accept from him. So here you have three opinions in the Amoraim. You have Rabba, Rav Chista, and Abaye, trying to explain what the question that Rabbi Akiva posed was, as well as the answers that are given by Rabbi Eliezer. Depending on what the question is that's posed, we'll determine whether, in the end, Rabbi Akiva agreed to Rabbi Eliezer's ha'ara about the behemoth, or did not agree to him. And that will be the difference between these Amoraim. Now, Rav Chista and Aminala. How can I prove to you that I'm right? The Tanya, we have a braita in Shabbat, a kotev shteotiyot velamachat. Someone writes two letters and one forgetting, chayav. There he is, chayav, because he wrote shteotiyot, which is Nisr Malacha on Shabbat. Bebet halamot, if it's in two forgettings, Rav Gamliel mechayev. Rav Gamliel says you're chayav, even though it was in two separate forgettings. Chamim potrim. You say you forgot in between them, you only have a half malacha each time. You have one letter and one letter. Umod, Rav Gamliel, shin katav otachat b'shabbat zu, otachat b'shabbat acheret. For one letter this Shabbat, and one letter the next Shabbat, patur. There he is for sure, patur. only it can be on one Shabbat where he remembers in between that you can join them together. We have another brayta that says a kotev shteotiyot b'shtei Shabbatot. It's two letters on two separate Shabbatot. Achad b'Shabbat zu v'achad b'Shabbat zu. Gamliel mechayev v'chamim potrim. Over there, Rabbi Gil says you are chayav. So you have a stira on the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Because out of that, I would thought Rabbi Gamliel could Rabbi Akiva severely. Mil holds like Rabbi Akiva. Bishlam adididi. According to me, that means a don Shabbat b'shigigat malachot. In a case where you know it's Shabbat but you forgot it malachot, I feel the Rabbi Akiva mer Shabbatot could gufin damyon. That even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Shabbatot are considered to be separate entities. So then, hadatanya patur, case where it's patur is bizadon Shabbat b'shigigat malachot. It's a case where we knew about Shabbat but it was multiple malachot. Shabbatot could gufin damyon. We say that Shabbatot are considered to be separate entities. V'hadatanya on brayta that says chayav. What's the case where it's chayav for the two Shabbatot b'shigigat Shabbat bizadon malachot? It's a case where he forgot it was Shabbat. He forgot that it was Shabbat, bezadon milachot. But he knew that milachot was asur b'Shabbat. The gazaver ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. We saw before in Klal Gadol that the days in between, even according to Rabbi Akiva, are considered to be separate halamot, and therefore each Shabbat is separate. Over here, there's a unique case, because it's only a chatzi shiur. Each letter is only half a milachot. It's not a full milachot, it's a half a shiur of the milachot. So therefore, there's no such thing as a yediyah in the middle of a milachot. You can only have a yediyah after you completed the whole malacha. So therefore the yediyah in between, those days in between don't help you, because you wrote the letter this Shabbat, the letter that Shabbat, they can be joined together, because the yediyah in between makes no impact. Oh, the Rovo. What's Rovo gonna do? Amar Srila, the Rabbi Kiva, the Shabbatot, kiguf echad hein? That he thinks that all Shabbatot are considered one entity, and you only don't bring separate karbanot for each malacha done on different Shabbat. Bishlama adatanya chayav. The case where he says it's chayav, mishkachala ben bezadon Shabbat, mishkigat malachot. He can say that's a case where he knew it was Shabbat, but he forgot about Malachot, the Shabbatot could guf echadein. Because Shabbatot are considered to be one entity. Therefore, when he does it on this Shabbat, next Shabbat, he can join them together. Ben b'shigigat Shabbat b'zadon Malachot. Or the other case, where he forgot it was Shabbat, but he's doing Malachot, because there ain't yediyah l'chatzi shiur. Vela d'tanya, the other bright that says patur, but my mukvid law. How's he going to set this up? Lo b'hadav, lo b'hadai. Can't explain it either way. So, Amar l'cha rova, Rugmil, Sivir like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. That my Shabbatot could gufin d'amyon. The Shabbatot are considered to be separate entities. Okay, we're going to stop over here. The Gemara really continues on through the daf, but we're going to stop over here, because otherwise we'll end up finishing off the parak today.